For me, it's important that whatever we discuss in whatever platform that we have, how is it going to be accepted, adapted, and even used within the grassroots level? If it comes to a political declaration, how is that political declaration going to translate into my life as a young adolescent girl who's 18 years old, who faces peer pressure, or who is pregnant, or who doesn't have access to comprehensive sexuality education, or who doesn't have access to education at all? How is that really going to translate? How is that one paragraph in that declaration going to influence on my life? So the most important thing is, how is this going to translate into my life as a normal young person?
How did you get involved in working with these young women?
As a young person, I've always had the passion to see young women being empowered. So it's just a passion that I've always had. And also looking at my own personal experiences, some of the things that I've gone through as a young person and some of the things that I went through as a teenage girl, it just showed me that sometimes a girl or a young woman just needs someone that is there to encourage them and elevate them because they do have the potential.
What are the specific areas that you feel women are most at risk, or young girls, or where they need to be empowered?
Well, it's issues to do with keeping girls in school. That's very important. And also issues around early and child marriages. And also issues around accessing a comprehensive sexuality education, as well as sexual and reproductive health and rights. Those are some of the areas that we really need to empower young women and girls, because most of them do not have the information. And when they do have the information, it's more or less like they are not empowered to actually access the services. So I believe that women need to be told how to find their inner self, how to be able to be empowered to access the services that are rightfully theirs.
Do you mean that the services might be there, but they just don't have the courage to ask for them?
In some cases, services are there, condoms are there, information is there, or contraception is there, but young women do not access it because sometimes they don't have the courage to do that. They don't have the know-how to do that, because sometimes they'll feel like, I'm 18, what am I going to be doing at a clinic looking for a condom or looking for contraception? But at the same time, they are having sex and they don't want to get pregnant early. So it's like they need the knowledge to say, okay, you are at a point whereby you are choosing to have sex, that's your choice, but at least be safe. You're choosing to abstain, that's your choice, but at least have the right information to make sure that you attain to that.
Can you share a story to sort of shed more light on what kind of challenges you meet every day in your line of work?
One woman's story is like every girl's story, but what I've seen is that we have young women who have come out of homes and families who have been abused, who have been raped, who have been going through a lot of psychological traumas, but just because of the support and the help that they get from the sisterhood that we have as young people and as peers, counseling and helping each other, and also, you know, directing them, referring them to the right places they should go for information, some of them have actually turned out so well. Some are, you know, within tertiary institutions completing their degrees. Some, you know, are working. Some started their own businesses. You know, some are young mothers and now they have the know-how on how they can take care of their children, how they can take care of themselves. Some were pregnant and they didn't even know how to access PMTCT and they have healthy babies today just because of the information we have. So for me, I don't feel like there's only just one story, but when it comes to young women and girls, it's all our lives and all our stories.